Restoring My Soul, Monday the 15th of May, Our Eternal Reward. Jesus used the parables of the talents and the minas to communicate the point that the works that a person does on earth as a son of God and a member of the body of Christ have an impact on their eternal reward in the new heavens and earth. When a person is hidden with Christ in God, they are made a slave in his house. In this regard, they are to have the same mind as Christ, who took the form of a slave and offered himself. As a slave in his house, we receive a quotient of his possessions with which to trade or to do business through offering. The possessions that the Son gives to his slaves are his life and the authority to trade with or to express this life. As we multiply Christ's life according to our name in this age, the glory of our eternal reward is increasing. As we considered earlier, Christ was not revealed until after he was raised from the dead. And this happened once his offering journey was complete and he was received into the bosom of the Father. The same is true for us as we continue faithfully each day to participate in his offering and sufferings as a member of his body. Wonderfully, concerning those who live in this way, Paul said, "When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Emphasizing this same point, the Apostle John taught us that we are now sons of God, but it does not yet appear what we shall be, because the glory of our sonship is hidden in God. However, when he appears, we, having journeyed on the pathway of glorification that he pioneered, shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Significantly, he said that whoever has this hope or is illuminated to this reality will purify themselves just as he is pure. The references used in today's devotions are Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 8, Colossians chapter 3 verse 4, 1 John chapter 3 verse 2, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 16 to 17, and 1 John chapter 3 verse 3. For further study, Matthew chapter 25.